USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wants to end the national tragedy of suicide among veterans.
My administration is marshaling every resource to stop the crisis of veteran suicide and protect our nation's most treasured heroes.
Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard says he will issue arrest warrants in the death of Rayshard Brooks.
We concluded and considered it as one of our important considerations that Mr. Brooks never presented himself as a threat.
The former Atlanta police officer being charged with murder for the shooting of Brooks. Now, Brooks was shot after a struggle with police when police were called after Brooks was passed out in a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks then stole the officer's taser and started running. The former officer then shot Brooks in the back. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
More than 120 victims of former USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar say they want to see the Inspector General's report on how the FBI handled the case. Gymnast Maggie Nichols tells NBC's Today Show authorities didn't act quickly enough.
Just knowing that if someone would have reported it and made change right when it was reported, so many people would have been saved.
Nichols also says she has no regrets regarding speaking out.
That's something that kind of eases my mind a little bit, and on the tough days, just knowing that I did help other people.
Vermont Principal Tiffany Riley was placed on administrative leave by the school board with no intention of reinstating her following a social media post about Black Lives Matter. Riley wrote on her personal Facebook page that she believes Black Lives do matter, but does not agree with a coercive measure taken to get the point across. Riley served as a K-12 principal since 2015. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Pacific Gas and Electric in California on Tuesday pleaded guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter in the 2018 Camp Fire in California. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The company acknowledged it did neglect equipment that sparked the fire, which ripped through the town of Paradise. 85 people died in the fire, but prosecutors were unable to prove that one of the deaths was the company's fault. PG&E also pled guilty to one count of illegally setting a fire. PG&E has also agreed to pay a maximum $3.5 million in fines. The fire burned more than 95% of the town, including 14,000 homes. PG&E filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last year. The bankruptcy process was in part used to reach settlements valued at approximately $25.5 billion with wildfire victim groups. No company employees are expected to serve any prison time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A top Justice Department official is announcing his plans to step down soon after appearing in a civil lawsuit against John Bolton to stop the publication of his upcoming book. Assistant Attorney General Jody Hunt, the head of the Civil Division, sent an email to his employees on Tuesday declaring that his intention will be to step aside on July 3rd. The lawsuit says Bolton breached his nondisclosure agreement. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.